Let me grab a phone call. We have Joe on line one. Joe, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
What's going on?
A question. You guys are mentioning a lot of online resources for getting the word out. But, you know, as a business owner, there's only so many things you can manage. And I think it starts becoming counterproductive if you're not keeping up with all these different tentacles that you have going out there. Any advice on how to consolidate your online presence?
Well, keep it simple in the beginning. If you're concerned about managing a lot of stuff, try LinkedIn first just to put your stuff out there and see how that works. And if you feel like you can manage something else, then add one more thing. You know, maybe it's a blog. Maybe it's a Facebook page. Do it step by step and see what works for you. It's, not everything's going to work for everybody.
Well, there's two other things you want to think about, Joe. And for small businesses, this is going to sound silly, but it's really a good idea. It's important for you to think about getting a young intern, someone who's 18, 19, mm-hmm. 20, 21, 17 even, because the interns, they know all
this
stuff.
The stuff.
They know it all. It's easy for them. They get it, and they're inexpensive. Often they're free. And you can bring them aboard for 2, 3, 4 hours a week only.
College credit.
Absolutely. They come in on Mondays in the afternoon or Fridays in the morning or whenever's good. And they sit down and they then go through all of it. I got to be very forward. My intern put together my LinkedIn page, my Facebook page, my Twitter account. She put it all together herself. And then I, of course, updated it here or there. But the first piece is get someone who knows it inexpensively to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You should, Joe, be running your business. You shouldn't be spending your time on these things. So you're exactly right. Get an intern or someone, you know, who knows it. Drop $10 a piece, you know, $10 an hour, $5 an hour, or free. Get them to do it. If they don't know it that well, you hire someone like Brian or someone like him to consult. And you have them give you the 2 cents. Here's the idea. I know Brian wants the full boat. I'm sorry. But also the consulting works too. You get him to give you an hour, 2 hours of his time. He tells you what you should be doing. The intern sitting there, you're paying Brian for his time for a little bit. Now the intern goes out and does most of it. But the next piece is you personally must take some of your time during the week. Take an hour a week, 2 hours a week, whatever you can do. And that's the time you work on your LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. That's what you do. Say you
that's
know,
what I'm saying. What are the what are the top, if you guys had to put a priority on it, what are the top three?
LinkedIn. I would go LinkedIn for you. I would also do Facebook. You know, Facebook has a funny reputation because of how it started, but Facebook is huge. And Facebook, you can find, it's so easy to find people. See,
yes.
With Facebook, you don't need to know their email address to find somebody. If they're on Facebook, you can find them and contact them and send them a message.
Absolutely.
I mean,
I agree completely. LinkedIn has got to be there no matter what, no exceptions. Facebook, I think, also. And if you can do something that you can get people
a
to
blog,
see often,
maybe.
Like a blog, exactly. A blog or something like that. Those are the three I would do if I were you.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Does that help, Joe?
Yep, thanks.
Great.